Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Yeah, not that one.
I don't even know that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done caroling.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. I was at curling and I saw there was carolers because there was an event there and there was carolers. Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
Are they
the rejected like theater kids? Or are they?
I don't know
kids?
What they are. They were just standing there all upright and they were like singing and it sounded good, I mean I guess, but it was like they were just like creepily like that one that's like da 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 da.
Oh,
and I was like, chill.
Yeah, that one makes me feel like I'm being chased through the woods.
Chill,
by
yeah.
like Krampus.
Krampus. Anyway.
Krampus. Oh my gosh. We should watch that one after.
We watched it.
Were you not there?
Where were you?
Mm-hmm. Probably sleeping.
No, it was at night.
We watched it like 2 weeks
Emily
ago.
Emily got high and Anna was there.
And Nick was there.
Was it?
Oh, I was downstairs smoking.
The whole entire time?
Girl, yes.
With Camille
and Claire.
Oh.
That was the Camille and Claire night.
No, you guys were out.
And then you came in.
Oh, you guys were finishing downstairs. Krampus. Oh, no, you guys had just started the other one.
Did you guys go out? And we came home early?
They were going to, but then they didn't.
But, like, why didn't we go out?
You guys didn't want to.
Why would I go out?
Okay. Case and point. Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember. I feel like I would have gone out if I didn't have...
I think we had gone out maybe the night before. I don't know.
Anyway, are we starting?
Yeah. Well, it's going.
Oh.
Bronwyn, tell us where we are. Don't you have like a top of the show? Something to say?
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to CFRC at 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I am your host, Bronwyn, and this is Entertaining Chaos. And today for our Boxing Day episode, we've got two special guests. We've got Emily.
Hello.
And we have Bryn.
Hello.
My two roomies. And Emily's is the show after, so we'll be doing a two-hour special.
Two-hour Boxing Day special.
Woo! And Bryn will also be there for both, since we're recording it all in one go. But yeah, thanks for showing up, everybody.
Yeah, holiday season.
Holly gay season.
Holly gay?
Yeah.
Is Christmas gay, do you think? Christmas,
well,
Christmas kind of gives gay.
Are you calling Jesus gay?
Yeah.
It's his birthday. So you're saying...
That's his birthday? Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Jesus.
Why would Jesus not be gay is the
true.
Question.
He literally just kind of spawned.
Is this something we can be saying on the radio?
Yeah.
They're going to call for like blasphemy.
Yeah, literally. They're going to be like Krampus supporters, Satan worshippers. Not wrong.
Okay, is Krampus even a real thing? What was that?
It is lore somewhere.
There's lore somewhere. We were watching the movie Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say it. Terrible movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It borderlines being so bad it's good, though.
It almost was, but it was just bad for
really?
Me.
Really? I didn't even hear that. I heard it's strictly bad.
It holds a special place in my heart.
Okay, you and Anna were looking up after it. Like, I did not feel that way. I was like, I would never watch this again. What was going on?
Yeah,
that's how I felt after Queer.
Guys, we just watched Queer
with Daniel Craig
at the screening room, Kingston Plug, and yeah. It was really weird.
The last half was just a really bad trip. I'm not quite sure what happened.
Yeah, they went to like Ecuador and did drugs.
I don't even know what to say to it because I've seen the trailer now a couple of times, and I think I've seen like also some additional clips, and I also had no idea what was going on. So when you guys told me you were going to see Queer, I was like,
"Well, I just
I don't
knew
even know
vibes.
What that means."
I knew it was going to be Daniel Craig and Drew Starkey, and they were gay, and I was like,
"Vibes,
perfect,
indeed. Yeah,
perfect." It was actually just quite upsetting to honestly see Daniel Craig that way—not gay, but just like pathetic. He was so pathetic.
Oh, really?
Because he was just like so desperate for Drew Starkey, and
Drew Starkey
like,
wanted nothing to do with him.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Oh,
and he
really?
Was,
heartbreaking.
Yeah. That is heartbreaking.
But then, like, he would humor him sometimes. And it was this whole thing.
Not
That's
it,
even
though.
More depressing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, not it.
Yeah, because Daniel Craig was just always desperate and, like, wanting to, like, you know, but he was not into it. And then they got high and he was like, I'm not queer.
Daniel Craig?
No, the other guy.
Oh.
And then, but maybe he was in denial. Because I have to think, like, I was also thinking back to the first time that they, like, hooked up. It was like, why would he really continue if he actually was not, if he genuinely was not queer at all? He would have just been like, no. Mm-hmm. I would think.
One would think, but I don't know. Was he on drugs?
No.
No, I mean, everyone was drinking a little bit, but they weren't, like, drunk. Except he did kind of drink a lot, I guess.
Well, because he threw up.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, so it sounds like we've kind of maybe come to why.
Yeah, but he seemed, in that one, that was the only time that he really seemed, like, pleased. Like, he was, like, happy to be, like, with him.
Oh. Was when he was, like, blackout?
Interesting. Well, he didn't seem, they made a comment about how he hadn't had a lot to drink, but he still threw up.
He hadn't had that much to drink.
Unclear.
And then I was thinking when he said, oh, you haven't had very much to drink, I was like, oh, maybe he threw up because he was just so nervous.
Maybe.
But I don't know. But even like going up, like he went up to his apartment. All these things were happening. Obviously, what did he think was going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying like if he wanted to leave when he wanted to, he could have, or I think he should be able to. But like, it's not like he went up being like, me and Daniel Craig, this guy that I already know is gay, are just buddies. Like because he knew Daniel Craig was gay.
Mm. Interesting. Well, now I want to watch it to know the true tea.
Hey, it was weird though. It was gross.
I don't know if I could see it again.
Okay, well,
I left feeling like in multiple ways.
Unsettled, uncomfortable, disturbed.
There was like, what? There was
is
like,
this a horror movie then? Like, well, like honestly,
it's like psychologically disturbing.
It was disturbing, and there was grossness to it, but then just the grossness of like Daniel Craig being so desperate, and like he was a very not attractive light for him.
So much secondhand embarrassment.
Yes, all the time.
No, I can't watch those movies.
And I was not expecting the secondhand embarrassment portion, but it kept happening. He was doing so many embarrassing things.
Oh no. Okay, well Daniel, just go back to what you're doing, which is spy films.
It was beautiful though. Like visually at some times.
It was art.
Yes, it was art.
Mm. It was definitely
art.
It's
like when someone makes art and it's like confusing and gross.
Yeah, I feel like kind of all the best art will put you in a state of like discomfort or kind of, you know, like I don't know what to make of this because you're feeling so many things at once.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting, but also sounds
it was out there.
Kind of questionable at the same time if you want to put yourself through that again. Yeah. But yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, Daniel Craig.
Maybe we should play a song now.
Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, I wanted to start us off with Michael Bublé because for me, like he is Mr. Christmas. Like I don't think I've lived one Christmas not in my house, like having the Michael Bublé Christmas album going on like 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of Michael Bublé.
Does he ever make you feel like he's
serenading me? Yes.
I was going to say, like, Matthew Morrison vibes.
Oh.
Well, I don't know very much about him, but that's what he looks like to me from this picture.
Well, yeah, I don't even know what to make of that point. I don't know. I don't think so. He's always just been Michael Bublé to me. Like, I don't...
Okay, well.
So, no.
Let's hear it.
So, yeah, we'll start off with All I Want for Christmas Is You by Michael Bublé. And then we'll listen to Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by Hunter Brothers.
For Christmas, there's just one thing I need. I don't care about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you. For much this Christmas, I won't even wish for snow. No, I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. There's no sense in hanging stockings there upon the fireplace, 'cause Santa, he won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. Girl, what can I do? You know that all I want for Christmas is you. And all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air, and everyone is singing. I can hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really love? Won't you please bring my baby to me? I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. No, I just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door. You for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you.
Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, he's making a list, he's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, he's coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Break it down. Santa's coming to town, making a list.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you enjoyed those last few songs. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I want to hear a cover of that last song. That last song by the Hunter Brothers.
You want to hear a cover? What do you mean?
Like, I want to hear that Glee cover, their version. I want to.
Oh, like a Glee recreation of that song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they would kill it. I've been seeing a lot of things. Everyone said, thank God Glee is over when Chapel Run's music is coming out.
Oh.
And when Hamilton came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they would have done to that stuff.
True. And think of Wicked.
Yeah.
Well,
they did do Wicked.
They dabbled though. A bit. But now, again?
Well, I mean, I've been seeing all this stuff that, Defying Gravity from Glee, the Glee version, is higher on the charts than the Wicked movie version.
Well, no comment.
Because they're just still iconic.
They'll always be iconic.
They did, they do slay, but also, there are some things where I'm like, why are you doing this? Especially, crazy stories.
Yeah.
And I remember in the fourth season, there was so, one after another of just, weird stuff to include, and I was like, damn, what are you
doing? I was like, brave choice. I think, was that the season where just Mr. Shu just had way too much screen time, in my opinion?
Mr. Shu gets on my nerves.
He scares me. I actually am terrified of him as a person, that if I was to run into him on the street, I would immediately run the other way. Like, my fight or flight, which usually my response is to fight, I would fly.
He's so unsettling.
Yeah, I feel like Matthew Morrison, in most cases, is everyone's fear person.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys see him as the Grinch in The Grinch Stole Christmas?
No.
What? What do you mean?
He did The Grinch as a holiday special 2 years ago, I believe. And I believe it was live, but I could be mistaken. I don't know. I'm sure you could find it somewhere on YouTube.
I'm sure I don't want to.
No, I
did not enjoy it. I watched maybe 30 seconds of it, and then I decided that was enough.
You gotta click away.
How much in costume did he go into? Is he green?
I believe he was, but I blocked it out. I don't remember.
I don't know. The only Grinch I'm really comfortable with is Jim Carrey himself.
I love Jim Carrey. Okay, I was debating putting Jim Carrey as the Grinch on as a Hear Me Out.
Okay, but
I came this close.
So real, but honest, in full true sense, I would not need to hear much out.
Oh my gosh, rumors. Have you seen Dumois is saying that Ariana Grande is hooking up with Jim Carrey?
Oh.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Who said that?
Dumois.
Who is that?
Okay,
it's a specific, celebrity gossip thing, but they end up, they don't name names, but then you have to draw conclusions of who they're talking about, and they're usually right. They have been right in situations where people thought it was somebody else, and then turns out it was a different celebrity, you know.
Mm.
But this one is pretty obvious that it's Ariana Grande, because she's been obsessed with him forever.
Yeah, that's true.
But he looks scary now, old. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not a huge Jim Carrey fan, but
Jim Carrey is for sure Hear Me Out for me.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I don't know. I grew up with Jim Carrey because he went to my high school.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
I didn't grow up with him in person.
Canada?
But he's
Canadian.
Yeah.
He's from Burlington.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never got into him, and then I remember the first thing I saw of him was that movie where you can't lie or you have to lie or something about lying, and he had a son, and I was like, what am I watching? And I did not like it. You know that one?
What's it called?
Liar, Liar, Pants On, or just Liar, Liar, maybe, or something. He had a son, and there was some sort of curse, you know how in Ella Enchanted, she has to do what someone says?
Yeah.
In this one, it was he genuinely could not lie, or he had to lie in certain, there was something like that. Magical, but you couldn't see the magic. It was weird.
Yeah, here we go. Jim Carrey attended Aldershot High School.
While there.
Crazy. While there.
Yeah, Burlington, Ontario.
Yeah. So much so that they had to put bars around, in my high school, there was bars around, the graduation photos, and they actually had to take it out because they had replaced it because people had, taken it down, broken it, and stolen his picture so many times that the bars, didn't even do anything, so they just removed his picture from it. But then kept the bars up.
Oh, so they're still there, but there's no picture inside?
Yeah. So he's just, his picture in the grand thing is just empty. BC's name. And I'm
sorry,
yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, sorry, Jim.
Sorry. I mean, I think it's probably a compliment for his picture to be stolen. Clearly he's so iconic that people want it, but
yeah, it was definitely a weird thing.
He doesn't seem like a Burlington man.
No.
I don't know.
No, yeah. No, honestly,
you were to guess where he's from, guess. If you were to think where was he from before this, where would it be? I would think
Boston. No.
I was thinking thinking like Midwest, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
Iowa, Indiana, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. No, he does kind of give like, yeah,
the quirky. Or like Wyoming. Yeah. Nobody's from Wyoming. Yeah,
no or Wisconsin.
Yeah, actually Wisconsin. I would say Wisconsin because he does give like Sunny with a Chance, like Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
in that right. era vibe. So
this is true. But yeah.
Just like crazed a little bit, you know? I feel like his eyes are just like really wide.
Yeah, it really does sometimes disturb me, his acting, you know?
Geography, I'm just like, Wisconsin is not that far from Burlington.
No, it's
not. In the grand scheme of things. So if he's giving Wisconsin vibes,
He's
giving Burlington vibes.
That's why sometimes
so do I give Jim Carrey vibes?
I don't actually know. Don't answer that. No, I don't. I think his comedy is different than yours.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In many ways.
Okay, I'll take that.
He's very like facial. He's very
animated.
He's always doing stuff with his face.
Yeah, that's. I feel like the root of his comedy is in his expressions.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Man.
And he just makes me want to watch The Grinch.
Yeah. But what's that other movie that he's in where it's like the whole plot is that he's in this town and the show is like about him and no one tells
him
anything? Yeah, The Truman Show. I remember watching that and being so disturbed that they were putting this poor man through this. And being like, this poor guy. Like, if I knew that someone was gaslighting me like that, I would.
Well, your whole world crumbles.
Yeah. No. And then I think my sister remember pulling a prank on me thinking, she's like, yeah, like, remember when we were younger and Dad broke his arm? That was because you are an alien and you fell from the sky and he tried to catch you and you were falling into the pool and like you're not even related to me and this whole world, everything you know is actually a lie. And I was like, you're right.
Well, what
I do
an
feel
active
different.
Imagination Alex has.
Not even. She just knew that.
How did you
I,
think of that?
She didn't have an active imagination. She was just an active manipulator. And
but how
I was,
did you even think of that story?
Because she probably watched it in like E.T. or something.
Oh.
And was just like, yes, this happened to my sister. And then watches it with me and she's like, this happened to you. This is about you. And I'm like, makes sense, I guess. Makes sense that I fell from the sky.
The biggest lie I ever told my sister was that meme is pronounced meme.
Oh, no. You probably ruined her, like, elementary school.
She went around
reputation.
Telling everyone, like, her friends, like, you know, it's meme.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, I honestly wasn't going around saying meme or meme because I didn't know how it was pronounced. But then she said, how do you pronounce it? And I thought it'd be funny to just say, like, for sure, it's meme. What are you talking about? It's meme. Like, of course.
See, but that's the thing that gets us. Like, it's something about older siblings saying something with absolute, unshakable confidence. Yeah, I'll also be selling that line until my grave. Like, I'm sure my sister's told me things that I've just been regurgitating to the world for, like, probably a good decade. And she's like, this idiot. She'll never learn. She'll never
I lied.
Know. Simple
I
Google lied would fix her understanding, but she actually just chooses to have faith in me.
Well, you could just Google, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. She's like, a simple Google would actually just,
you know.
But she's like, you have blissful ignorance. And you know what? As a younger sibling, I'll hold on to that title. The blissfully ignorant fool.
That's what I say to my mom all the time. I'm like, well, you can Google it. Like I said, she said her phone charger, like the charging port in her phone wasn't working. Oh. And I was like, well, you could use a wireless charger. She texts, what is a wireless charger? Google is right there. Like, I was like, I didn't answer. I just didn't answer.
You just didn't answer?
No, because I was like,
did your mom not call you immediately after?
No, like I called her like maybe the next day and I was like, well, I didn't answer that because I hoped that you Google it. And she's like, I did.
Oh,
well, there you go. So that's problem solving. But do you have to text it first and wait? Like, because I'm not like an expert. I just know they exist.
Yeah, I guess it's real.
Okay, well.
Well, yeah, I guess. Shout out to Jim Carrey. And I'm going to watch The Grinch before Christmas. Maybe I'll do it when I'm rapping. Something about watching that movie, it's like very action oriented, where I feel like the like claymation, like stop motion ones of like the younger Christmas movies, I want to actually sit there and just
absorb.
I want to watch the paper folded like
ooh, I like the Rudolph
fall.
One of that.
Me
one.
Too. Rudolph, Frosty the
favorite.
Snowman. Is Rudolph the one where he meets the like big snowman monster?
Well, there's a couple.
I know.
I think yes, Rudolph they meet.
Or he meets the pickaxe
man. The abominable snowman and Cornelius. I think his name is.
Yes.
And there's that little elf from Santa's workshop that quits.
I want to say Felix, but that's definitely not it.
I don't remember his name.
Well, sounds like we got to do some research. But I just love those movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, putting on, I don't know, what are your guys' top If you could watch one last Christmas movie, what would it be?
Like, last before I die?
Yes. Before all Christmas movies are wiped from the earth, what would be the last one you want ingrained in your memory?
So that's a different answer than, like, my favorite.
Okay, well, then, what I just asked them.
The Sound of Music.
Okay, fair.
The elf's name is Hermie.
Hermie.
Would not have come up with that on my own.
No, it was not. Felix was really far.
But Felix, it could be.
It could be.
Felix,
put it out there.
Felix is kind of a Christmassy name.
Yeah, I feel like, maybe, it's, I don't know, I feel like I've met a Felix elf on TV before. Not personally, obviously, but I've seen it come across.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Brim, what would be yours?
Okay, my favorite, I think, is White Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what I would want permanently etched in my brain. Mm. I like the Grinch. I don't know, man. I can't answer this question.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Like that. She's going to go into tears.
Anguish from this.
I would choose The Year Without Santa Claus.
Yeah, that was
because I know for a fact that I could keep singing. Like, all of those songs, like, you've got the Heat Snow Miser sequence. You've got the I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You. Like, all of the range of emotions I ever need to experience in life are in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer.
Is that the one with the teacher that has a whole meltdown and there's like rainbow technicolor? She's like walking through the rain crying and then there's a technicolor background and she's just having a moment.
Maybe.
But I don't remember.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'm gonna need to think on this. But I'll think on this while we listen to the next few songs.
Beautiful.
So next up, we've got A Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by the Bare Naked Ladies featuring Sarah McLachlan.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly
when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
God, our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came
And unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Crown him again, King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still perfect light.
Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, worship him, God most high.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
God rest ye dismay.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
God rest ye dismay.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, God rest ye dismay.
Katie's back. Tell a friend.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Bro. Sorry, guys. We're back.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back.
The boys are back.
The boys are back. Let's do it again.
Do you know what we're...
I'm lost.
What? Does not know these songs.
It's giving High School Musical?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. We got it.
That was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen with an abrupt ending, it seems.
Yeah, I know. I shocked us.
Yeah, it did.
It just kind of cut off. I was like, yo, what happened to them? Someone cut the mic?
Well, it was good.
Shout out to Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan.
Power team, I guess.
Is that even say it? McLachlan?
Yeah, McLachlan.
Okay, good. Because it looks like a McLachlan because I've met a McLachlan and that's how they spell it. But I've also met someone who also spells it like that and it's McLachlan.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. They're like Irish or something. I don't know. It was like Gaelic pronunciation. They're like, right. It's pronounced this way. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I taught a
totally
kid.
Totally wouldn't have picked that one up.
I taught a kid once and his name was Lachlan and it was spelled like that without the M-T.
My dad's best friend's son is named Lachlan.
Lachlan. Have you ever seen Lock and Key, guys?
No.
Yo, we should watch it. It's so good. No,
really?
It's so good.
Okay.
The first season is good.
Okay.
Second season, third season, bad.
Okay.
So just watch the first season and that's it.
Okay. I'll give it a chance.
Because the first, it's honestly like a standalone type thing.
But then why did they keep going?
Because they wanted more money.
But clearly they didn't make any. They were bad.
Well, I mean, they were in a contract with Netflix, so I'm sure they made money from Netflix, right. And Netflix lost money on them.
Good for them.
R.I.P. Netflix.
I don't care about them. Netflix is sabotaging us.
I'm honestly hateful of everybody these days. Like, why
every single company?
Every single company. Like, if I'm going to pay for a service, I don't want to have to subscribe for that service. Why am I paying? Like,
Yeah. Isn't paying what's giving you the
well,
subscription?
Well, yeah, but what about
the oversubscription of things? Like, I'm fine to pay your subscription, but if you're going to keep changing
like
it.
Like Prime Video. Change,
yeah.
And like, now there's a whole bunch of ads on every single thing. And they're like, if you pay more every month, then
saying.
You can do it without ads. It's like, I thought I was watching an on-demand service
That's
and
what
not
Netflix
like,
did too.
So Netflix has ads now?
Well, so my family had the like the bottom tier that got you like one screen and one download.
Mm-hmm.
And then Netflix then added ads to that version, and so we upgraded to like the next tier to get like two screens and downloads, but no ads.
I think we always had the two screens, but for us now, it's like nobody can watch it anywhere. Like, I can't get on it on my phone. You were saying I should maybe connect at home.
Yeah. But you need to reboot to the home network. Like,
what
Netflix
if I came
needs to
here
connect.
Again?
It'll be fine. Every like 3 to 6 months, I think you have to reconnect to the home network for it to recognize that you still belong to that household.
That's so rude. Hmm. And I also
really
I mean I don't know, like
it makes no sense for us university students, but it's preventing like people from like different households from sharing the same Netflix.
Okay, and
but my grandparents, like, they use some of the services, like, that's,
and I just say let us,
but yeah, because there's a limited number of screens, so even if I was sharing it with like everybody,
we should be able to watch it around
only
the world.
One person will ever be able to watch this. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but. And like our TV, and it has a thing when it connects to TVs specifically. It's like, this TV is not part of your household.
How do you know who's part of my household?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
And then it says, if this is you, you can set a code, and it goes through my dad, so I'm going to have to like send a code and then text my dad and be like, tell me the code. Like, it's too much.
I also think what you can do is if you bring our Roku home with you over Christmas, connect it to your network, and then it will work when you bring it back.
Oh.
If you log into Netflix on your whatever your original Netflix account is based off of, log into that Wi-Fi network with our Roku and then bring it back, and it'll be fine.
Okay, I'll bring it. I'll try it.
Okay.
We're doing a heist over Christmas.
We are.
We're going to fool Netflix.
Well, Netflix, how dare you take our money and not give us what we want?
Real. Retweet. Oh, man. I just... That was my whole beef with the subscription services. How you've, like, there's now, like, it's not even that you just subscribe. You're not paying, like, a fee for, like, a base. It's, like, now there's levels and tiers to it. It's, like, oh, you can pay, like, $8.50 a month, but you're still going to get ads. I'm, like, well, why the hell am I going to... Why am I going to pay to watch ads? Like, if I wanted to do that, I'd just go onto YouTube and for free. Or I'd go to the movie theater an hour early and watch all the credits before the movie. Like, I don't... What do they take us for, fools? Like, I'm like, I don't have this time.
They do take us for fools because they're still getting our money.
Yeah, we are fools.
We need to host
a revolution, people.
We need to speak with our dollar. And, well, I know that I don't agree with Netflix in particular because... Their stuff isn't even that good these days.
Yeah.
They used to be like, we have everything. And now, like, half of it is on Netflix, half is on Crave, half is on Prime. Like, why do we need to be subscribed to all these things?
I know. And honestly, I feel like every single time I go onto Netflix, I'm looking for something. And it's either, like, just been removed or it's on the removal list. And they're like, better watch it fast. I'm like, well, now why are you putting this pressure on me? I'm here to relax and enjoy my time. But here you are telling me to watch this movie the next 2 days as many times as I can so I don't forget
I gotta get the bang for my buck, so I'm just gonna watch this movie on repeat.
So I gotta keep it on like loop. And I did that once because what movie was it? I think it was
Bronwyn's Cracked System.
Yeah, well I was like, well, what movie was it? It was definitely, oh my god, it was The Nightmare Before Christmas. And it was like last year or something, they taken it off. And it was like a month before Halloween. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to take it off before its peak useful season? So like, well, I better get all the usefulness out of it now. So I just listened. I just like watched the movie like 25 times.
That was like, we were trying to finish Narnia. Me and Claire, we were trying to turn it on yesterday. But I forgot what it was on. And I thought we went to Crave and it wasn't there. And I was like... Did they take it off mid-watch before Christmas?
That would be feral.
But it was on Disney, so.
That makes sense. Is it? It's a Disney movie? Oh, wait, but who's the like production team?
I have no idea, but it's on the Disney. It's on Disney Plus.
So someone they would have bought, I guess. Was it? It wasn't DreamWorks.
Pixar is what's coming to mind, but I don't know what I'm basing that off of.
I don't think Pixar would have done that.
I don't know. Okay,
but,
thoughts on the Greta Gerwig?
Right.
Greta Gerwig remake.
Okay, so after you and I talked about that, I went on a bit of a spiral.
Why?
Because
wait, what did I say about it?
Well, just we were talking about the tweet about like how it's now like someone on the production team was like, oh yeah, like the Narnia where she's doing is like punk rock or whatever. Or
oh, they said it's rock and roll. That's what Anna said. I don't know what that means.
No, me neither. And so literally after like less than an hour we talked about it, I like hopped on the socials, found that like post.
And what does it mean?
And no one could answer it. Everyone was just like, what is this? Where is this person? What are they talking about? Bring them back right now.
Like because figuratively rock and roll vibes or like.
But I can't even like while we were watching Narnia, I was like, I couldn't even imagine anyone like even if it's like just the music change. I'm like, how could this be like punkified? Like, how could this be like
but
rock and roll?
I just like, know I just know that Greta Gerwig wouldn't genuinely just put like only like just make it punk.
No, and I'm like
maybe punk in like a worldview sense, but it, not in like a.
I know. I was like, is it like modernized? But I'm also like, I didn't think she wasn't. She isn't remaking the series. She's doing something else, isn't she? Because I keep hearing people say stuff about like we don't need this series remade, and I'm like, I agree. The Pevensies did great. Like,
yeah, we watched it. Recently, it was great.
I love the classics. So like, what
and it's
I
not
want
even that old.
No, these people are still alive. Let them keep living up this Luth. But what I'm confused about is I didn't think she wasn't doing a remake of the series. She's doing. Either she's doing something else that's so
like something
part of the
in the world, but like
yeah, like I don't know because well, I haven't been able to find very
the
much
question
about
is,
it.
Is she adapting just a different book from the series, or is she like just doing something kind of in the world of Narnia but like separate? I thought she was genuinely making The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe again, but like new. And then everyone was like, "Oh,
don't do that,
Timothée Chalamet for the Mr. Tumnus
wardrobe." Yeah.
Oh, actually, I agree. I support that.
I could see too. Imagine Timothée Chalamet like with those little legs. That's like, I can't get over the legs.
Yeah, I know because
just, like tippy toeing around.
But picture him in the red scarf,
shirtless in the red scarf. I don't want to see this.
I actually don't want to see that either. But I think he could put a shirt on and then do
it. I don't want to see the chlamydia boy in my Narnia. I don't do not want to see him. I don't want to see him compromise my series whatsoever. I just think
I think that. The only reason that he wouldn't be in it is if he couldn't, like, scheduling. But, like, she would do it. She would put him in it. But maybe not Mr. Tumnus. Maybe a smaller part. Because he's so busy.
What if he makes, or they make him the queen?
What?
That would be...
What about Saoirse Ronan for the queen?
I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah. What about Saoirse Ronan?
Are we just recasting, like, Little Women, like, as the
fan recast?
Okay, well, then I think Florence Pugh should be Lucy. Since everyone
what
despised
are you
her usual
her
acting,
again?
Yeah, everyone was so uncomfortable like that. Let's make her younger.
Let's make her even younger,
and more immature. Not that used. I mean, she's younger, so it's kind
she's
of
younger.
It's
I
kind
mean,
of
what
granted.
Are you gonna do? You're a child.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't listen. I have faith that she's not gonna just remake the series. Like I don't.
Well, it's rock and roll. Isn't it?
I guess. Whatever.
For context, someone said that. Someone tweeted what Greta Gerwig was making.
Someone on the production team.
On the production.
Like
and
someone
said,
in the works with her.
It's rock and roll.
And they're like, yeah, it's rock and roll. And everyone's just like,
but
what are you talking
we don't
about?
Know the like tone that they said it in.
We're going to have to wait
I can see
and
a guy
see.
Being like,
I can't.
Yeah,
I need,
that's rock
I need to
and
do
roll.
Some sleuthing. I need some serious sleuthing. Because I couldn't find anything. I went all into X or the stupid whatever he renamed the
yeah,
face.
X.
Whatever. I feel like I'm hacking something whenever I say
he's
that.
He's on X.
I was on X, and I was, like, looking through the tweets and stuff. Nothing. I couldn't find anything on there.
I wonder if Elon Musk is going to change the United States to be just called X.
What is he now? Is he the health and safety governor again? Or
he's something.
Is he military man?
I don't know what he is. He's
God,
something.
World's doomed.
That's what happens when you just have so much money, and then Donald Trump becomes president. You just get to be on the government after no experience.
I don't know. Shout out to Louis. I want to see your hit list.
Who's Louis? What?
The guy who got arrested for shooting the
healthcare
guy.
Oh, Louis Mangione.
Luigi.
Yeah, but isn't his like proper name? Is it fully Luigi?
Luigi Mangione. Yeah.
Oh, but I've been seeing people call him Louis.
I've only
and like and like and like the cutesy like shout out, I love Louis like.
Well, that's probably short form, like the
I've
Lui.
I've literally only seen him be called Luigi. Oh. I mean, he's cool.
Shout out.
He's got cool eyebrows.
He does.
And good for him.
Yo, let's cast him as a
Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
he's got the curly locks.
Prison.
He might be in prison.
So listen, I've seen a couple of some wealthy backers already.
I mean, Anna Delvey got out.
Yeah.
And she. Maybe he can too.
No.
No, because the thing is that he doesn't have money the way. I don't know.
Anna Delvey also just didn't have money. That was the point.
Yeah, so like she built her fortune based on stealing from people.
So then how'd she get out?
I think she served her time and then was released.
Well, she was released but on house arrest to be on Dancing with the Stars only.
What? That's gotta be a lie.
She was released and then on house arrest, and that's how they got her to be on Dancing with the Stars. I didn't realize they released her.
Wait, stop. Purely. She was on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
What?
Are you on the internet, Bronwyn?
She wore a bedazzled ankle monitor.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't take that off.
Okay, that's gonna be my Halloween costume next year.
Yeah, honestly, you should.
That's a good one. Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Okay, well, let's play the next song.
Wait, I'm writing down something serious.
Christmas Time by Bryan Adams.
And then If We Make It Through December by Blue Rodeo. Enjoy.
Black or white. make it through December. Everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter. I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warm town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. I got laid off down at the factory. Timing ain't the greatest in the world. Lord knows I've been working hard. Want Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. My little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter. Shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. Make it through December, we'll be fine.
That was If We Make It Through December by Blue Rodeo.
Yes. Love that song.
Actually, it sounded kind of strange, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
It sounded different than what I was prepared for.
Yeah.
I feel like it sounded different from their original take on it. Oh, why are you standing over there?
Brynna's standing over in the corner.
Well, she was more in the corner before. Now she's up there. But she's still mic'd up.
I had to plug my computer in because it died.
Real.
So this is now where I'm forced to locate.
Well.
Can you not move the chair over there? Does it not fit?
Yeah, I could. Later.
Well.
Wow. This is only part one anyway, so. Y'all better buckle in for the rest of the part two of this Christmas special.
Yeah, so after this...
Okay, here she goes. She's like, I'm just going to stand. Blah, 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 blah.
This is why I was waiting, but then you made me feel unconscious.
Sorry. You're just a big standing target.
Nobody
right
can see. Nobody can see you on the radio, so...
Yeah, no. Nothing happened,
I don't know
guys
what you're doing. They're like...
The they listeners can hear me.
They can hear you.
Hear you sure making a ruckus.
Well, sorry, y'all.
So be it.
Yeah, well, it's Boxing Day, so...
It is. Happy Boxing Day, everybody.
Happy Boxing Day. What is, like, the Boxing Day tradition?
Ooh.
Of, like, the world in general?
Buy stuff?
Yeah, I guess. Just keep on celebrating.
Return the Christmas gifts you don't want and buy new ones.
Yes.
On Boxing Day.
Yeah. It's like the repurposed Christmas.
Have you ever returned a Christmas gift?
Nope.
Me neither.
Maybe once, actually, but for like a new size. But like I haven't like completely returned it and been like, no, bye forever.
Now I'm thinking maybe I have one of like the ones my parents would have given me. Ooh. Like returned and exchanged. But now I don't think so. I can't remember a specific one. I usually wouldn't though.
Yeah, I feel like I can't remember anything specific. Honestly, for the last few years, like my parents have been hitting it out of the park and just absolutely spoiling me. But I've also, in the act that my sister also gets spoiled and she's way more like picky than I am, the things that she doesn't like, I usually just sneak in. I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Oh.
Hot take, what if this became mine? I've done that for the past like few years. I've gotten like a nice vest, nice Gap vest. I've gotten like some nice shirts and clothes. It's maybe clothes things where she's like, thanks so much, Mom. And then turns to me and she's like, do you want this?
Well,
and
I'm like, she's a particular taste.
Yeah, she is. Which is fine. Like everyone has their tastes, but you know.
guess she doesn't want to tell her mother that very often.
Yeah, well,
but here you are, Jen. The truth comes out.
Sometimes it's hard to like make your parents understand something, you know?
Yeah, well, I also feel guilty. Like, just in the act of gift giving, like the act itself is already so like loving and generous that I'm like, man, how am I supposed to like absolutely like rain in your parade and be like, yeah, so this is not exactly what I wanted, or like this is the wrong size, the color's not right.
Yeah, like I guess it's hard to say.
Pain in the ass when I do that.
It's hard to say outright, but
anyway. I bought our housemate Anna this shirt for her birthday 3 years ago now, and I only saw her wear it this year.
Wait, which one?
It's the brown tank top.
Oh.
Maybe she's been wearing it. I haven't seen it.
Well, you don't see her in the summer.
Yeah, you don't see your tank top season, maybe. So.
I really only see her in the winter when it's really not.
And we're not really a house that wears like tank tops around.
What is it? It's like a sun on it?
It's brown, and it's got like a white diamonds and suns pattern. It's like very...
I feel like I do remember a little bit.
I feel like I remember that too. That's cute. That makes me feel cute in the sense that, oh, like she used to wear her apron all the time.
I know. We got her a custom apron, which I think must have been stolen at like...
one of the parties.
A party, it must have, because there's no reason that would have left anywhere other than like, that's the only time that...
Who wants a custom apron?
That says Anna Banan
on it.
I don't know. Claire and other people was trying to start stealing a mushroom chair.
Real.
Keep it. A mushroom chair is cool and versatile. It doesn't belong to
Is it really
like
that
one...
versatile?
It's I don't
weird.
Know. If I was there, I would have yoinked it for sure. Yeah, well, next up we've got Snowman by Sia. And yeah, she's questionable, but the song is not. I love it. So enjoy.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way. A bottle of water can hold me close, baby. Don't cry, snowman, don't you fear the sun. Who'll carry me without legs to run, honey? Without legs to run, honey. Don't cry, snowman, don't you shed a tear. Will you hear my secrets if you don't have ears, baby? If you don't have ears, baby. I want you to know that I'm never leaving, cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever, we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and live happily. Please don't cry no tears now, it's Christmas, baby. My snowman.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Vibes? You know about vibes? The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.